Good morning, everyone. Excuse me for being a bit late. I noticed on my watch my screen time was down 35% this week. That's good, right? Welcome, everybody, to Grandparents Day 2020. Almost said 2013 for some reason. Where would I get that? Anyway, glad you are all here. God bless each of you. There is an older song, which I think I can safely reference in this service, entitled Count Your Blessings. The chorus of it says, count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. Whether you have one grandchild today or several grandchildren, each one of them is a unique blessing. And in light of this chorus, you can literally call out those blessings by name. And I know you as grandparents are thankful for your grandchildren. In today's service, we're going to take a little bit of time just to honor you, let you know how special you are in our eyes. But if I might suggest to our grandparents, at the same time we're honoring you, I hope that you'll take time through this service to give thanks to the Lord for your grandchildren. Let a heart full of gratitude well up within you. Someone has said God's most precious work of art is the warmth and love of a grandchild's heart. And certainly we are blessed, if you are a grandparent today, to have grandchildren in your lives. So accept the honor we give you, and at the same time, give thanks to God for what he's done. I'd like to honor you, all of the grandmothers that are here today. Would you please stand? Grandmothers, if you're not ashamed of it. Oh, they're popping up everywhere. Look at this. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Let's give these grandmothers a great hand. We appreciate them so much. Your families love you, to be sure. Thank you for being here today, and you can be seated. Pam Brown said this, becoming a grandmother is a wonderful thing. One minute you are a mother, the next you're an all-wise and prehistoric person. It happens just like that, doesn't it? And then Phyllis Thoreau said this, all of us should have one person who knows how to bless us despite the evidence. And for this lady, she said, grandmother was that person to me. And I think a lot of others of us can say the same. We're grateful for unconditional love that grandmothers have a way of giving to us. And then all of the grandfathers that are here, would you please stand? We want to recognize you on this day, special day. They're all through. Very good. Give them a great hand. Several. God bless. Thank you for being here, sharing this time with us. I read this, that grandchildren, of course we know this, don't stay young forever. That is a little bittersweet, but it's also a good thing that they don't stay young forever, because granddads only have so many horsey rides in them. Right, men? I noticed the difference between my two. I was less inclined to give horsey rides to my second than I was my first. Grandchildren are a real bargain, though. We give them loose change, gentlemen, and they give us millions of dollars worth of pleasure and happiness. And so it is a great bargain to have grandkids. Our theme today is blessed, which you may have discerned. And one of our grandfathers here at the church, Mike Morgan, is going to come and lead us in some singing today. And so we want you to sing along with them. And if you'll give me just a minute, I will alert him.
Mike, it's time to sing now.
Well, it's great to be here in Grandparents Day service. Yes, as we get old, we lose our hearing sometimes. Fortunately, technology has helped us out, and I was able to go get a hearing aid. And they're pretty cool because, you know, you can turn them down if you're in a noisy situation, or turn them up if you're in a quiet situation. And then there's, of course, the Brother Reber setting. I guess I better put that back in. Okay, we're good.
We want to thank Mike for singing. He'll be seated now. Oh, wait.
bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Let's all stand and sing that together. with me.
Praise your name this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may be seated. This morning I've been asked to prayer of blessings over our grandparents. So first of all, again, happy Grandparents Day to all of our grandparents. If you'd indulge me for a moment, I'd like for each of us to think of our grandparents. You can close your eyes if you want to. You don't have to. And maybe think of your favorite grandparent, because, you know, like they don't have favorite grandchildren, we don't have favorite grandparents, right? Think of your favorite grandparent, or all of them if you can. And as we go through this prayer together, really make it your own prayer, because we are blessed, and our grandparents have been incredible blessings in our life. I'll speak for myself. My grandparents have blessed me in so many ways. And we can't thank God enough. So dear God, I pray this morning that you would bless the grandparents of APC. I thank you for the life that they have given their children and for the life that they give to us. I thank you for the way that they have helped make us strong. I thank you for the love that they have for us no matter what. I thank you for the way that they have paved the road ahead of us that has led us here. I am so grateful, God. I pray that you would let them continue to grow in wisdom and joy in their lives. Let them find peace and rest from work. Let them be healed from every sickness, every pain, every disease. I pray, Lord, that they would see the glory of your Son Jesus with their own eyes, in the love of their grandchildren and in the love of their great-grandchildren. God, I pray that you would bless our grandparents always. We ask this in Jesus' name, and I pray that we could lift a praise to God right now. Let's lift a praise to God right now for our grandparents. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for our grandparents.
Amen. Amen. Thank God. And on the heels of that blessing prayer for our grandparents, I did want to present a couple of prayer requests to you that you as a church family would remember now. First of all, our pastor, he is unable to be here, not feeling the best today, unfortunately, but we want to pray that God will give him special strength through the day. He'll get better and be back in action with us. And then secondly, Vicki Carden has been ill for several consecutive days. We want to particularly uphold her in prayer that God will touch her with his healing virtue. And if you have any particular need, that's all I have written down. I'll let you lift a hand to represent it, God knowing what it is. And I'm aware you can pray in a seated position, but I'm going to ask you to stand just one more time for this prayer. And let's pray especially for our pastor, Vicki Carden, and then anything on your heart. Spend a few moments in prayer. Our God's able, and he hears, and he answers prayer. Let's believe. Lord Jesus, we're trusting in you, asking that you would remember all of these needs today represented by lifted hands. You know the details, circumstances, and what's best. And we're asking that you, as we pray all together, you hear us individually. We're asking that you would remember these needs. Touch our pastor. Give him special strength, I pray, this day. And also Vicki Carden, flood that room where she is now. Let healing virtue come to her, I pray, through our faith in you. You're the one that has the answer and power, but we're asking, according to your word, by the authority of your name, asking that you would do this in the precious name of Jesus Christ. And all these needs we trust in you to meet and believe you to do for the glory of our God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And would you offer a hand clap of thanksgiving to him for hearing us? Lord, we're trusting you, looking to reports of what you will do and have done. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you for that season of prayer. You can be seated. In today's service, we're not taking a formal offering, but for those of you that took the time to give on your way in, wanted you to know that any undesignated offering will go as a general offering for APC today. And if you've not yet had a chance to do that on your way out, when you're dismissed, you'll have that opportunity. And if you can, give a little something extra to be a blessing to your church. I read that someone said grandchildren are the only people who can get more out of us than the IRS. And there's perhaps some truth to that. So assuming that grandchildren, especially younger ones, don't have too much to give, maybe we as grandparents can give today generously to be a blessing, of course, to our own congregation, APC. And you can do that, obviously, on your way out if you haven't done that already. Right now, we have a special presentation from some of our own APC children, and we're inviting them to come, Amelia Dennis, Lillianne Dales, and Zachary Wright. Let's give them a great hand. I can assure you they're going to do a good job.
My Grandparents by Amelia Dennis. My grandparents taught me how to cook, and I like it when they give me a loving look. They help me when I'm feeling sad. The hugs and kisses take away any bad. They show me things I've never seen before, like a penny from 1924. Papa Jerry, Nana Jane, Papa Joe, and Nanny. I like how they smile at me. For you see, I am blessed. My grandparents go to APC.
Once upon a time in 2013, I first saw my grandparents gazing at me. They love me, encourage me, and pray for me each day. They always pay attention to every word I say. Papa is my teddy bear, no matter where I go. He always watches out for me and helps me learn and grow. Nanny loves to squeeze me tight and teaches me to sew. She tells me every day just how much she loves me so. Thank you, Jesus, for my grands I love so very much. It's you, Sam, here every day with your love and priceless touch. You've given me the very best, and it is plain to see. I am very blessed because they go to APC.
Grandparents, grandparents, it's your special day. I am sending all my love your way. I enjoy spending time with you at the shop or in the pool, or hanging out with you in the garage looking for tools. You taught me the love for cars, from Lambos to Ferraris and Mustangs too. My 16th isn't far, so I'm counting on you. You always told me, with God, nothing is too small, but this one is a doozy, so it's you I'm going to call. Thank you for your prayers and support in Bible quizzing, and always cheering me on, rather I'm losing or winning. For I am blessed, you see, my grandparents go to APC.
Thank you so much. Our thanks to these grandchildren and for their honoring of grandparents. Grandparents are certainly special, and I did want to take a moment to note that we do have what could be termed spiritual grandparents. There are some in our church congregation who have very little, if any, family members, naturally speaking, and you've taken them under your wing, been mentors, and we appreciate you taking interest in our church family and the young people in it. Grandparents are certainly special for a lot of reasons. One is, I don't think this applies to any of the grandparents here, but it's said that when grandparents enter the door, all discipline flies out the window. I know that's not true of any of us, right? Or they're here to help children to get into mischief they've not yet thought of. Please say that's not true, right? But I think all the grandparents would agree with this. We don't spoil our grandchildren, do we? We're just very accommodating to them. It's all how you say it. But we are grateful, of course, for natural and spiritual grandparents. Thanks for being here today and sharing this day. And next we have a special song, and then it's going to be followed by our message for today. And the message is brought to us not by a grandparent, but certainly a grandchild, Adam Dennis. Adam came to APC from southern Missouri in the late 90s, over 20 years ago, if I caught that correctly. and made this his church home and has been here ever since. Married one of our young ladies and again chose to stay here. Thank you very much for doing that. And now their home has been blessed with three more young ladies that we're so proud of. And so we're glad that they are a part of this family. And he's going to bless you with a message a little bit later. But first, let's worship in song today.
Amen. To trust in Jesus. I love those old songs. I really enjoy hearing them, and this is one of my favorite services every year because we do get to hear some of those older songs throughout the service, and I really, really do enjoy that, and I'm very thankful to be here today to honor and to talk about something regarding our grandparents. I love my grandparents, and I'm thankful for the legacy that they have left me, and I am truly blessed and am the man I am today, in part because of who they are and what they did with their influence. In preparing for today, my mind began to think of all those blessings that I've received from my heritage, and I've always enjoyed the special service, and so I have this Alexa playlist called Old Church Songs, and I put that on last night, and I put that on this morning, and started listening to those songs, started enjoying them, songs like Because He Lives, you know, songs like When We All Get to Heaven, out of the hymnal, songs like Had It Not Been, or Who Am I, or one of my personal favorites by Dottie Rambo, I Just Came to Talk with You, Lord, you know. So one song that my grandmother used to sing a lot in church was I'm Working on a Building, and that's a country song, so I don't know if any of you maybe have heard it, but she would get to singing, and I can still hear her and see her singing it, and she'd get to shouting towards the end always, and that's when you knew the song was over. I think maybe she forgot the lyrics at one point, and she just decided, I'd rather just shout than, you know. But it always happens. She'd be working on that building, and, you know, if I was a preacher, I'd tell you what I would do, and then eventually she'd start shouting, so... Yeah, I'm very thankful for the old paths and the journey that my grandparents have taken to help me get to here. Thankful to be a long-time generation Pentecostal. And today I want to talk about the old paths. Let's look to Scripture and see what we can glean. In Jeremiah 6:16 it says, "Thus says the Lord, stand in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where the good way is, and walk in it. There you will find rest for your souls." I want to focus on the old paths part today. My title for this is The Path. The word path in this verse of Scripture comes from the Hebrew word that means a way or a course. The idea of a path in this regard relays the idea of a course of life, possibly, or a person's conduct, whether it be for good or maybe for the not so good. The path is a representation of the direction that you take towards a destination that you desire to reach. I remember growing up in Southeast Missouri, Brother Reaver mentioned, and yes, it has been over 20 years. I took that leave and cleave pretty seriously when I got here. And I remember there being paths in Southeast Missouri, those paths that existed. There were paths that you would take alongside maybe an area that if you weren't too careful, you could maybe stumble and fall. But if you stayed on the path, it provided you safety to reach your destination. There were paths that would take you through maybe a wooded area that was worn smooth by countless foot traffic. There were short, well-worn paths and familiar paths across the yard that would take you from my house to Grandma and Grandpa Dennis's house. Those were paths that were familiar to me. These were paths that were used by me many, many times in my youth. These paths existed long before I did. They were there. They were well worn. They were paths that were there to provide me a guide for the direction that I wanted to go. The paths were there to be proven to get me to where I wanted to be. They were there. I didn't have to doubt about it. I didn't have to think about it. I knew that when I walked outside, there was a little footpath through the yard that took you here or there, wherever you were going. So in Proverbs 3, the Lord tells us here, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths." In the next chapter it says, "Hear, my son, and receive my sayings. And the years of your life will be many. I have taught you in the way of wisdom. I have led you in right paths." Thank God for leading us in the right paths. Growing up, I remember learning how to ride a bicycle. And we had this certain area in our front yard, and there was this big giant pecan tree, and it was kind of on a little bitty hill, and I would take my handle of the girl's hand-me-down bicycle I had and put it up against that tree, and I'd prop it up, and then I'd get up there and try to balance myself, and once I got brave enough, I'd kind of kick off that tree, and I'd go down that little hill, and it was just enough speed to get this boy going, and eventually, I learned how to ride that bicycle. But something else happened, too. I created a path in the grass. What was once a nice grassy area was worn down to a strip of dirt. It's been more than 30 years since I learned to ride that bicycle, and over 20 years since I lived in that place. And recently we were in southeast Missouri for a funeral, and I wanted to drive by the old house, and I wanted to show the girls, my girls, you know, where Dad lived when he was a little boy, show some things. We went by my old high school, and they got to see the big bulldog statue out front, home of the Bulldogs, South Pemiscot, you know. And, you know, got to see their dad's name in the concrete sidewalk. It was kind of a little neat thing. We only graduated in class of 40 people, so they could do things like that down there, you know. It's kind of like my own little memorial in the dirt down there. But, yeah, so, you know, we were looking at neat things from Dad's past and enjoying, well, I was enjoying it. They were probably bored to death. I made them put their phones away, you know. But just having a good time. And then we drove by the old house, right, the house that my father built, my grandfather built, and I grew up in. And if you drive by that old house, you'll notice there's something that's missing. And what's missing is the paths, right? Those things that were once prominently visible in the yard were no longer there. No one was riding their bicycle past the tree and down the hill like I did. No one was walking in the path to Grandma and Grandpa's house anymore. The old paths that were once there and easy to see in the yard are literally gone, right? They've disappeared over time by inactivity in the yard. No one was riding the path anymore. No one was walking in the path anymore. The grass and the weeds had time to begin to grow in the area that was once well-worn little dirt paths, and what was once easily noticeable is essentially gone, except for the faint memory of a man visiting his childhood home. Metaphorically speaking, the same can happen in our lives if we're not careful. We can keep on the path of God through the Word of God. Psalms 119 says this, "Your Word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." Earlier in Psalms 25, he says, "Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me. For you are the God of my salvation. On you I will wait all the day. The humble he guides in justice, and the humble he teaches his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth to such as keep his covenant and his testimonies." I want to encourage you today, folks, to stay on the path. Keep on the path by keeping his commandments. Keep on the path by keeping his testimonies. This keeps the path visible for those that will follow. This is the path that our grandparents had walked through to get us to where we are today. Sometimes there may be a path that could lead you astray, and we must avoid those. Proverbs 4 says this, "Do not enter the path of the wicked, and do not walk in the way of evil. Avoid it. Do not travel on it. Turn away and pass on." We're to avoid those paths. There were certain paths that, although they were clearly there, that I knew that I just wasn't supposed to go down as a boy growing up in southeast Missouri because I'd get in trouble. You're to avoid certain paths in your life. There's a passage of scripture in the New Testament that sounds a little similar to Jeremiah 6, and it's in 2 Thessalonians 2. It says, "Now, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him, we ask you not to be soon shaken in mind or troubled, either by spirit or by word or by letter, as if from us, as though the day of Christ had come. Let no one deceive you by any means." Paul's saying, hey, watch out. People are going to try to deceive you and get you onto another path. Instead, he goes on in verse 13 and says this, "But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God from the beginning chose you for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth, to which he called you by our gospel for the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ." And then verse 15, he says, "Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which you were taught, whether by word or our epistle." We are to stand fast and hold the traditions which we were taught. In other words, stay on the path. Stay on the path. I want to encourage you, stay on the path that's been laid before us this morning. Stay on the path of Deuteronomy 6:4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. In Ephesians 4, where it says, there is one body and one spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Stay on the path of peace and holiness, as we read in Hebrews 12, and make straight paths for your feet. Pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. Stay on the path of Acts 2:38 salvation, folks. The path of repentance, the path of baptism in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of our sins, and in the infilling of the Holy Ghost. These old paths may not be popular in our modern world, and we face challenges daily with distractions that try to deceive us and get us off the path. I'm not saying that we should not try to adopt new methods. New methods are wonderful, but I am saying we must hold fast to the old message. New methods, but keep the old message. Stay on the path. Go from feet to bicycles to four-wheelers, but stay on the path, right? Change your methods, keep the message. I want to encourage you to renew your love for the truth today and to stand fast and hold the traditions that we were taught, for they are the truth. It's been said that direction, not intention, determines our destination. You get to the place you want to be the same way that you get to the place that you don't want to be, by putting one foot in front of the other and moving in a specific direction. We all will travel a path for our life. Our destination is determined by the direction that we follow. What path are you on this morning? Allow me to encourage you to follow the path that leads to Jesus Christ. Come, let us show you the way that leads to eternal rewards. As it said in Jeremiah, stand in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths where the good way is, and walk in it. Then you will find rest for your souls. You got to stand in the path. You got to walk in the path, and then you will find your rest. I encourage you today, stay on the path that has been blazed before us by our wonderful grandparents. Keep on the path. Keep it well worn. Keep it ready for the next generation. The path is the way to our reward. Stay on the path.
Let's stand together. Thank you, Adam, for the insights and encouragement about the path, particularly the path of Jesus Christ. We are each one blessed to know that He is the way, the truth, and the life. And then on this special day, thanks to all of our grandparents for your blazing a trail, as it were, before us. Some of us don't have our grandparents any longer, but we have the memories and the impact of their words and deeds in our life now. And then, of course, those of you that still have your grandparents, you are blessed in that regard. I'd like for us to cap this off, if you will, with just a word of prayer and ask the Lord to help us to know His ways and, of course, to stay on the path which leads to everlasting life. If you're willing, stretch a hand heavenward and let's pray together. Lord, thank you so much that you have shown us the way without question, the truth, and we appreciate that. Thank you that we know it's in Jesus Christ, and as we follow you, you will lead us to everlasting life, which you have for every one of us. Thanks also for our grandparents and others in our lives who have influenced us for good. Your word leads us most of all, but thank you for men and women who adhere to your word and then in turn live out that truth before us and influence us in that way. We are so blessed today, and we ask for your help that we might stay on this path until you come again and we hear you say, well done, good and faithful servant. We trust in you, Lord, to be with us and to help us in Jesus' name. And everyone said amen. Amen. You may be seated. Just a couple of things to mention before you're dismissed. One, on the subject of thanks, we appreciate, if I'm still online there, thanks to everyone who joined us for the online service as well, but particularly all of you that took time on this Sunday to be with us. We're very, very grateful for that. And all of our guests, we welcome you. I think did I see Jennifer back there? Aha! There she, all the way from Arizona. And any other guest, if I'm missing you, it's unintentional. But thank you for being here today.